So continuing the discussion of the very meaningful name, Bhaktavatsala, in Vishnu Sahasranama. All the names of the Supreme Lord are very meaningful, but this is particularly for us who are trying to be devotees. We're trying to reach up, there's a mercy comes down, we're trying to catch some of that mercy and at least enter into the life of bhakti. Begin, at least make a beginning, knowing that Krishna is very merciful. And Krishna wants to love us. Krishna wants to love us more than we want to love him. Therefore he comes in various avatars. He sends Srila Prabhupada and so many acharyas to lift us up. As Srila Prabhupada used to say, if we take one step toward Krishna, he takes 10 steps toward us. He's so eager. Yeah, and really we should, every time, we should thank Srila Prabhupada for having, and remember what Srila Prabhupada went through, so much struggle, so much suffering, actually. Of course, a pure devotee doesn't suffer in the way that a materialist does, but just like his first, just to give one example, Srila Prabhupada's first Gaur Purnima, when he was in the first time he was celebrating Gaur Purnima when he was in America, there was no one with him who knew anything about Gaur Purnima or about Gaura. And he wrote in his diary that the day before, today is the Adivas of Gaur Purnima festival, the day before the celebrations begin. And the devotees in Mayapur will be enjoying the festival. Here I am alone, but I'm duty-bound to do so. So yeah, there was suffering. He took even separation from Vrindavan. There's one talk we can hear in 1966 that's recorded talk. Srila Prabhupada says, actually, I'm not happy here. I want to be in Vrindavan. But why am I doing it? He was giving the example. He was giving the example of himself as an example because it is my duty, he would pronounce it. It is my duty being so ordered by my spiritual master. So it's good to meditate on Srila Prabhupada, what he gave us, how merciful he is, that we have the opportunity to discuss this. At this point, I also should say, express my gratefulness to the listeners who are encouraging me by listening to this. Srila Prabhupada also cited his own Guru Maharaj as saying, if no one comes to listen, you can preach to the four walls. And Srila Prabhupada literally did that in his early days in America. There was no one coming. He preached to the four walls, and he had the presence of mind to purchase a tape recorder. So his preaching to the four walls became the introduction to Bhagavad Gita as it is, and now that Bhagavad Gita as it is literally millions of copies all over the world. But I've come to know that there are quite a few devotees who are appreciating these talks, including some of my God brothers and God sisters and other senior and thoughtful devotees, and I simply offer my obeisance to you, being very honored that you might like to listen, and we can all express our gratefulness to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada for giving us the association of devotees, giving us knowledge of Krishna so that we can share this among ourselves, parasparanu katanam. These are the words used in Bhagavatam, 11th canto, much of which mirrors Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, mutually discussing about Krishna. Matita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katiyantas chamang nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. The famous verse in Bhagavad Gita from the four central verses of Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna says that those whose, literally, their minds have gone to me, their life has gone to me, who their thoughts are absorbed in me, their life air has gone to me, they enlighten each other about me, and they take great pleasure in discussing about me. So it is pleasurable. I mean, those who are listening, there are all kinds of things they could be doing except listening. And even on YouTube, there is something like a billion videos or something crazy number, all kinds of things. But it's Krishna's mercy that we receive through his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, that we have at least some taste for hearing about Krishna. So that's Krishna's mercy. He's Bhaktavatsala. Discussing this name more, there's a nuance on this name given by some of the acharyas. He who is very kind to his devotees, one particular nuance of this name is that he is particularly appreciative, or he literally goes to those devotees who make offerings to him through yajna. He nourishes those brahmanas who perform yajnas with great devotion and dedicated minds. It doesn't mean all brahmanas are doing the yajnas with devotion to Krishna. There's this famous incident in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes at the border of Vrindavan. The brahmanas were performing sacrifices, and then the enjoyer of all sacrifices, the object of all sacrifices, Krishna, sends his friends to beg some food from the brahmanas performing sacrifices, and they're so snobbish that they don't even bother responding at all. And we all know the story, how the wives of the brahmanas, who had heard, they'd simply heard about Krishna from within the society, or lower than the civilized society there, the Pulindi women who go here and there, they may take some fruit from the forest and go into the village area and sell it. And they spoke among themselves. And Brahmin women also heard that, about this beautiful young boy, beautiful, enchanting in all respects. And their minds, having heard this, the wives of the brahmanas, their minds had gone to Krishna. And they could hardly even imagine. He lives in Vrindavan. We're at the edge of Vrindavan. He's way over there. He lives in Nandishwara. And they came to hear that Krishna had come just close by. And what a thrill. Krishna wants some food. The husbands don't want to give it, and they didn't even stop to think. The women, especially the high-class women, Brahmins, are expected to be very faithful and obedient to the husband, and that is the standard. But in this case, their heart ruled over their minds, and very rightly so. And they went to see Krishna, and there's a description. There's the most famous verse in Bhagavatam, Baha Puram Natavaravapu, the very famous verse of the gopis describing Krishna as he enters the Vrindavan forest. But there's another description, how the wives of the brahmanas saw Krishna. They're just everything they'd expected and millions of times more, the beautiful form of Krishna. So that was Krishna's bhaktavatsalyata. Upon the wives of the brahmanas, they They wandered here and there with no taking out the cows with no particular route. They just wander here and there, and this time they came to this spot, and Krishna, by his Yogamaya potency, who orchestrates everything in Vrindavan, Purnamasi organizes, she has her helpers, Vrinda Devi and others, they organize everything, and Krishna, impelled ultimately by the love of his devotees, came to this spot. So Krishna's, I'm supposed to be talking about the brahmanas, who Krishna's very pleased with the brahmanas, but here I'm talking about how Krishna's pleased with the wives of the brahmanas, and he wasn't pleased with those brahmanas who perform yajnas in name only. That's described in Gita also. Krishna states that those who are demoniac, they perform yajnas in name only for prestige. But this name, Bhaktivatsala, this particular nuance of this understanding of the name Bhaktivatsala, means those brahmanas who do perform yajnas with great devotion for the Supreme Lord. We have in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, Maharaj Nabhi performed, just one example of many, but it's there in the Bhagavatam. He performed yajnas, and the Lord was so pleased with him that he personally appeared in the assembly. And later he personally appeared as the son of Maharaj Nabhi, Nabhi Nandanam Rishabhadev. So Krishna, those who make offerings to him through yajna, he goes to them to accept the food that is offered in the yajna and the various items that are offered in yajna. Generally, the understanding is that whatever is offered in yajna, that it is carried by Agnidev, fire, carries that to the gods and ultimately to Krishna. But Krishna becomes so pleased with the brahmanas who offer with great devotion that he personally goes to accept it. Now I'm going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, in which the name Bhaktivatsala comes. And this is Yamuna Devi speaking to Rama, Balarama. She says to him, Rama, Rama, this is after Baladev, he's drunk, transcendentally drunk on Varuni, who's also his wife. Everything in Vedic culture is personal. There's nothing impersonal. The trees, the wind, the rivers, the air, everything is personal. There's nothing is impersonal. So Yamuna Devi is a river, and she's a goddess. So she has these two forms, and they're non-different. So she's praying to him after he, in his transcendentally drunken, angry state, has threatened her. So she says to him, Rama Rama Mahabaho Najane Tava Vikramam Yasyaikangshena Vidhritta Jagati Jagatapate. Rama Rama, O mighty armed one, I know nothing of your prowess. With a single portion of yourself you hold up the earth, O Lord of the universe. Then the next verse. Of course, when Yamuna is speaking, she's not thinking, okay, I'll speak the next verse. She's speaking and extemporaneously in fear, but also at the same time, as we'll find out when we read the next verse, she's confident that her fear will be mitigated because she knows Balaram to be Bhakta Vatsala. I'll read the verse. Parang bhavam bhagavato bhagavan mama janatim muktamahasi vishvatman prapannang bhakta vatsala. My Lord, please release me. O soul of the universe, I didn't understand your position as the Supreme Godhead, but now I have surrendered unto you, and you are always kind to your devotees. So she knows he's Bhakta Vatsala. She's doing prapatti, surrendering herself to him. And she's confident that even though I have misbehaved, I didn't want to come as Balaram ordered me to come. I didn't want to come, but I just thought, he's drunk. I didn't realize your greatness. How could I not realize it? But anyway, I'm your devotee, so don't punish me. This is the point. So she's confident of his protection because she knows that he is very kind to his devotees, and she's his devotee. The name Bhaktivatsala is also there in Nrisimha Sahasranama. This Nrisimhadev showed he's ready to destroy the whole universe if required for the sake of his devotee. And he destroyed so many demons for the sake of his devotee. Now I'm going to read from Chaitanya Bhagavat, in which it is stated, Sarvakal Prabhu Bharayan Brittajoy Etan Shabhav Shakal Bede Koi. The Vedas declare that the Lord by nature always expands his devotees' glories by making them victorious. So then the word or the name Bhaktivatsala is not specifically given here, but we can see how the Supreme Lord is, by his nature, inclined to increase the glories of his devotees. Now, many times we've heard Srila Prabhupada say that Krishna wants his devotees to take the credit. He gives the example of Arjuna, that Krishna could very easily have killed all the Kaurava forces, but he wanted Arjuna to take the credit. Lord Rama could have destroyed Ravana just by himself and found out where Sita was, but he wanted to show the glories of his devotees who were in Vanara form, and especially the Vanaras. There are others also who assisted. Lakshmana assisted, eventually Vibhishana assisted, but the Hanuman, Sugriva, Angada, and so many of the Vanaras, the monkeys, not monkeys, yeah, but not like the monkeys we find jumping around. Generally, they're very sophisticated in some ways. Hanuman especially, very sophisticated, very knowledgeable in Shastra, advisor to the king, very wise, very powerful also. So, yeah, well, there's an example right there, Hanuman, that he jumped over the ocean. And then he's famous for that. He jumped all the way from Lanka up to the hills in North India to bring back the Sanjeevani, the medicine that's required for reviving Lakshman and Rama. So he can do that. whereas Lord Ram had to build a bridge. So Ram appears to be less than his servant. He brings out the glories. He empowers Hanuman to appear to be more powerful than himself. Now reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which it is stated a characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktavatsalya. He is, the characteristic of him, that he is loving, merciful, protective, affectionate to his devotees. And to what extent does that go? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Atma prajanto badanyata, to the extent of giving himself, and that is explained elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ishar shabhav bhaktena loya parad, olpo shiva bahumane atta prajanto prasad. I'll read Srila Prabhupada's translations. Characteristically, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not take seriously an offense committed by a pure devotee. The Lord accepts whatever small service a devotee renders as being such a great service that he is prepared to give even himself, what to speak of other benedictions. He gives himself even a little service. Krishna is willing to give himself. That is his great mercy upon the devotees. He wants to give himself to the devotees. Now, what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he not the most kind of all the avatars? Definitely. He is the most kind, because he comes to give love of Krishna. He is Krishna coming to give himself, his very most intimate loving dealings. He wants to share it with everyone. And he does so by the heart-to-heart process, immediately for the holy names emanating from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth, that immediately goes through all the coverings of our material attachments, our material misconceptions, and speaks straight to our heart. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he said, chanting, however, should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee. Chanting is always auspicious, but if we hear Srila Prabhupada chanting, we sing every day, Guru Mukha Padda Bhaka Chitete Koriya Aika Ana Koriya Mane Asha. The words spoken from the lotus mouth of the Guru, make that one with our heart and not desire anything else. The words of pure devotees are very powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, that is received through the pure devotees, that automatically revives the dormant Krishna consciousness in everyone's heart. The example is given, just like a person bitten by a snake. We're all bitten by the snake of ignorance and evil desires. We're all poisoned by the poison of material desires. But the snake charmer knows the mantra, or the fakir, the village doctor. They know the mantra by which to counteract the poison. And these things are still going on in the villages, the remote villages. That the snake bite and then the fakir. They have different methods, the fakir. And some of them use mantras, and they're not Vedic mantras. And by their mantra, then the poison is counteracted. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting, which is, it goes generation to generation through the guru-disciple parampara, and the pure devotee speaks, the pure devotee sings, and that sound penetrates through all the poison and revives our dormant Krishna consciousness. So this is his vadanyata to everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees everyone as a devotee because he's Krishna and he knows that everyone has an eternal relationship with me. And his great vadanyata, his great kindness to everyone. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's stated, Chaitanya Bhakta Bhatsalya Akhatya Khatam. No one can properly describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes it, but we can put it in words, but really it is to be experienced. Chaitanya Charitamrita, beautiful poetry. But the poetry is good poetry to the extent that it invokes in us the feelings. Poetry, it's different to writing, informative writing, or something which is trying to convince us of something. But poetry, it just speaks to the emotions, to the heart. And those feelings of the heart, the poetry attempts to express that. And poetry is successful, the poet is successful in the effort, to the extent that the feelings in his heart, in his own heart, he has to have feelings in his heart, otherwise how can he do poetry? God, there are things like limericks, but that's another comic poetry, but we're not talking about that here. I'm talking about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There may be so many love poems, mundane love poems, which are a perverted reflection of Chaitanya Charitamrita and the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. So that is felt within the heart. And then the poet, inspired by Krishna in the heart, puts that into words as best he can. And the effect of that will be seen to the extent that others, they also, by hearing this poetry, they also experience the same thing. The poet wants, by the poetry, wants to give, wants to share what he is experiencing. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is superlatively successful, the poet's endeavor. Krishnadas Kaviraj, one meaning kobi, one meaning is poet, one meaning of kavi is poet. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has been superlatively successful in conveying the feelings which he has in his heart and all the devotees have in their heart for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees he's describing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the feelings he has for his devotees, actually can't be described. It's akatya katam. It's can't be fully described. Another thing is, akatya means it shouldn't be spoken. This is not for everyone. Who's going to watch it? If we have latest news, what the president of America is saying, there'll be so many more hits for it than for discussion of Vishnu Sahasranam. We don't expect to get many, many hits. I can also, I could, I don't know if I, theoretically I could convert myself into some kind of political speaker or so-called motivational speaker and get so many more hits and likes. But we want to discuss Krishna. And those who are serious to understand Krishna, they will appreciate if we're trying to serve Krishna. They may at least not laugh at me and at my foolishness. the foolishness in trying to discuss Krishna. So it's indescribable. I'm coming to the end of this talk on the series of talks on Bhakta Vatsala, and having described so much about Bhakta Vatsala, then we come to the point that it's indescribable. Yeah, that's it. Ultimately, it's indescribable. My dear godbrother Abhiram Prabhu, I've included this in the manuscript of my upcoming book on Srila Prabhupada. One time after Srila Prabhupada passed away, Abhiram Prabhu was discussing with Bhagaji, Srila Prabhupada's friend. Vishwamba Dayal was his actual name and known as Bhagaji. So he was very close to Prabhupada and helped in so many ways in Vrindavan, and Abhiram knew him well because Abhiram Prabhu had been in Vrindavan for months while Srila Prabhupada was giving us his final lesson, teaching us how to leave this world in full Krishna consciousness. So they were discussing among themselves about the glories of Srila Prabhupada, and then they were going on and getting more and more excited and more and more excited. And then Bhagaji came to a crescendo, came to the ultimate realization. Prabhupada was Prabhupada. What else can you say? He lives in his own glories. How much can you say? How much can our words describe him? So this is Krishna and his pure devotees. No one can properly describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees. And then, in Chaitanya Charitamrita again, Sri Chaitanya Shama Kripalu Badanna Bhakta Bhatshal Nadeke Tri Jagate Anna. Srila Prabhupada's translation, all sane men within these three worlds certainly accept the conclusion that no one is more merciful and magnanimous than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that no one is as kind to his devotees. Now, as I happen to understand Bengali, I can understand that this translation, it's not a literal translation. There's nothing about all sane men here. Srila Prabhupada's adding his he's underlining it by saying that this fact, which is stated here by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, that such a person as this name Bhakta Vatsala is particularly applicable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, yes, even, see, Krishna and all the avatars, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this name, if you're sane, you have to accept this conclusion. One pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, which strikes me as his most amazing demonstration of Bhakta Vatsalyata. The Vatsal, it's a parental feeling. toward that. It's feeling of the affection, especially vatsala can be father to child, but especially the epitome, the ultimate vatsalyata, or the expression of parental affection, is the women, the mother, feeding her child from her breast. This is the ultimate, the natural and ultimate expression of vatsalyata. So how can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be the most vatsal? Because he's male. Well, there is the pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's described. It's not mentioned at all in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like many of the Navadvipa pastimes. Even the marriage with Vishnu Priya is not even mentioned. It's a whole chapter, and it's for the devotees in Navadvipa up to the present day, the Vishnu Priya, she's the one, just like Radha is in Vrindavan. They're more devoted to Vishnu Priya even than to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't even know him as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's later. Now he's Nimai in Navadvip. They don't call him. They're not interested in his sannyas pastimes. They want him in Navadvip with Vishnu Priya. Anyway, the one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized, he had the idea, let's do a drama. And drama in the village means it goes on all night. It's this jatra, that's in Kali, Bengali, jatra. At least I saw in the 1979, in the 1980s, generally the religious functions in the villages in Bengal, either Muslim or Hindu, they often go on all night. They might not even start till 10 o'clock at night, and then they just go on all night. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized a drama. Now, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to organize a drama, it's going to be something spectacular, that's for sure. And yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of a drama, but is it a drama or is it reality? Drama means lila. Lila means drama. Lila means... He's the Supreme Lord, but he's pretending not to be. So here we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Leela. He's the Supreme Lord, but he's pretending not to be. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he's in a drama. He's pretending not to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But just like in the drama, he's not. In the Leela, he's pretending not to be the Supreme Lord. But he actually is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he shows his female, in the drama, he shows his female aspect, his various aspects of the original potency which maintains and sustains everyone and everything, and to prove, there's no philosophical point particularly made here, but at the end of the night, because when you're in a drama, you fully identify with that, and you take that form in your mind. So at the end of the night, when all the drama is over, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now, at the house of Chandra Shekhar, Acharya Ratna Nam Sri Chandra Shekhar, Ja Ghare Devi Bhave Nachalenisha, this Chandrasekhar at his house, which is now the site of Sri Chaitanya Math, the most amazing pastime that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur chose that site for Sri Chaitanya Math. So that yeah. So at the end of the night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been dancing, because in Indian dramas there are always dances. It's the same word, nritya shastra, the word for the shastras which describe drama, nritya shastra. So nritya means dance. It's completely mixed, inescapably. Intimately. Totally mixed with dance and drama, they go together. There's another example of all-night drama, the Kathakali dramas, all-night Krishna Leela dramas. That's in Kerala. So, at the end of the night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Devi Bhav, he's absorbed in Devi Bhav, the mood of being goddess. So at the end of the night, he called all the devotees one by one and suckled them, fed them milk from his breast. Don't discuss, don't doubt. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most extraordinary exhibition of Bhakta Vatsalyata on his devotees. We should read these books. Such a treasure we have. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitta Koropan. We should drink the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita all the time, daily, at least daily. And then our Chaitanya, our consciousness, will be inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is not for your interfaith discussion group. Our God is a male who sometimes takes the form of a female and feeds the devotee. And when we're talking about devotee, we're talking about grown-up men like Srivas. They are suckled by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is it possible? Not to all you fools and rascals who don't believe all these things. Bhakta Vatsalya, I'll just give an example now, another example, how we can all experience in our life, we are all experiencing in our life, Krishna's mercy upon us. The very fact that we are in Krishna consciousness at all, that is Krishna's mercy upon us. And if we try to give ourselves to Krishna, that is one of the six items of Sharanagati, Atmanikshepa. We know the word Atma Samarpan, offering oneself to Krishna. But in the listing of the six items of Sharanagati, a different term is given, Atma Nikshepa. And we have Atma Nivedan, Atma Samarpan, offering oneself fully to the Supreme Lord. But Atma Nikshepa means throwing oneself at him. If we offer ourselves, well, theoretically Krishna can take us or not, but throwing ourselves is jumping over the chasm. There's no way to... Oh, we're going to go across or die in the attempt. We're going to give ourselves to Krishna. We're not even going to accept that Krishna, he may take me or not. Of course, that's also there, in the bhava bhakti, the feeling that Krishna will accept me. The hope, the confidence that Krishna will accept me. But part of surrender, just throw oneself. I mean, no more consideration. full faith in Krishna, throwing ourselves at Krishna. And to the extent that we do that, of course, when we do that, we see Krishna's reciprocation in our life. These people, they don't believe in God, and then, but we see his reciprocation in our life. Especially, Srila Prabhupada made this available to his devotees day after day after day after day. They were living with Krishna, where in the streets, in the airports, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And seeing Krishna within the heart of persons, solid blocks, stone hearts, opening up, taking Srila Prabhupada's books, due to the devotees' desire that these persons will be benefited by taking this book. So we can experience Krishna in our life, even in our neophyte stage. One example I'll give, a very sweet story from Jaidev Goswami, who was prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chronologically, great devotee, author of Gita Govinda. So one day that's described, because he worships Radha Madhava in his home. Those deities are now in Jaipur, Jaidev's Radha Madhava, just outside the city. The deities of Radha Madhava worshipped by Jaidev. So one day he was, Jaidev, he was repairing the thatch on the roof of his house. When you have a thatched roof, from time to time it needs some maintenance. You have to put some more straw. It was a very hot day. So it's hot. Just like now, it's hot season in India. It's very hot. It's hard to be out in the hot sun doing any work for an extended period. So he'd put some thatch, then he'd have to go down and get some more, and then he just, as he was up one time, he felt, he saw a little, some of the straw, just some pushing it up. So he thought that must be his wife, Padmavati. Famously, he is glorified Padmavati, his wife. That's another someone stories about Padmavati. So he says, Padmavati, she's come to help him so he can do it more quickly. So he takes the straw, puts it in place, then there's another handful of straw comes up, and he just presumes it's Padmavati. And then he finishes the work, he comes down, and he sees Padmavati's not there, she's elsewhere. She's maybe gone to the river to bring some water or whatever. And then who is that? Who is that? Who is helping me bringing the... Someone was passing up the straw as I was doing. He couldn't understand. And then afterward, when he took bath, went in the deity, he saw deity Madhava with all straw all over his body. Bhakta Vatsala. Krishna had come to help him. In his ordinary day-to-day life, he didn't want to see his devotee. Let him finish the job as soon as possible because he's suffering from the heat there. We experience the mercy of Krishna. Krishna sends Guru, Krishna sends us Srila Prabhupada. And one of the qualities of the Gurus, even the Mayavadis talk about this. I can't work it out how the Mayavadis, this they appreciate the qualities of their guru when they think that ultimately everything, there's no qualities anywhere in anything. But this shishyavatsalyata, how the gurus, they are very affectionate, kind, loving, protecting to their disciples. So certainly we experience that and continue to experience that with Srila Prabhupada, that so many devotees in the 1960s and 1970s in America, they experienced, they testify now how Srila Prabhupada was just like a father to them. They'd never really known what it was to have parental love. People in India may be surprised at this, but one reason people came to Srila Prabhupada, one reason, ultimately it's all Krishna's mercy, but how they felt Srila Prabhupada is just like the father I never had, Shruta Kirti Prabhu, particularly, he said that. And devotees having the experience, how, I believe it was in the Prabhupada Memories series by Siddhanta Prabhu, I believe it was, if I'm not wrong, Prafulla Mukhi Devi Dasi Mataji, who first time she saw Prabhupada, bowed down, got up, and then she realized that for the first time in my life, I'm experiencing what is love. Prabhupada is on the Vyasa Sun. She's in the crowd. She's experiencing, here is someone who loves. What the young people of America, they had everything. They were born with silver spoons in their mouths, but they were lacking something so much that they gave up everything and lived like vagabonds on the streets. They became hippies. They were looking for love. They didn't know. Srila Prabhupada came to give love of Krishna and introduced us to He who has unbounded love more than we can take. As Srila Prabhupada quoted his own father, that God has 10 hands and we only have 2 hands. So if God wants to take from us, how can we hold it? And if He wants to give us, how much can we take? Bhaktavatsala Bhagavan ki jai. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya churnakang padayo nipatya kritva chakaku shatameta daham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad Gauranga Chandra Charane Kuruta Anuraga Parivadato Jano Parivadato Jano Yata Tata Va Nanu Mokoro Na Vayam Vicharayamaha Hari Rasa Madira Madati Mata Bhuvi Vilutama Nartama Nirvishama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.